No matter where you come from, no matter where you're going, here's a place where you can take comfort in the knowing that whether if you've come to stay a while or just passing through, this door is open to you. Come and let's be silent. Come and share a hug. Come, let's play together. Come, love and be loved. From the blissed out to the turned out, from the pampered to the abused, this door is open to you. Come on in.
Come on in.
Come on in.
Come on in.
The God in us recognizes the God in you.
The God in you.
Whether you're black or white, gay or straight, Christian, Buddhist or Jew, this door,
is open
to you.
Good morning, Unity Renaissance. Please stand and join us. We are one big family. Woo!
Everybody, get up on your feet. See the light in everybody you meet. Everybody, get up on your feet. See the light in everybody you meet. Let us be reminded of who we've come to be. We are love, we are one, one big family. Yeah, yeah. Get up on your feet. See the light in everybody you meet. Everybody, get up on your feet. See the light in everybody you meet. Let us be reminded who we've come to be. We are love, we are one, one big family. Hey, hey, yeah. Hey, 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 yeah, yeah. Let us make a joyful sound. Here we stand on holy ground. Let us make a joyful sound. Here we stand on holy ground. Let us make a joyful sound. Hey, 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 hey. Everybody, get up on your feet. See the light in everybody you meet. Everybody, get up on your feet. See the light in everybody you meet. Let us be reminded of who we've come to be. We are love, we are one, one big family. Hey, hey, yeah, yeah. A joyful sound. Here we stand on holy ground. Let us make a joyful sound. Here we stand on holy ground. Let us make a joyful sound. Hey, 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 hey. Everybody, get up on your feet. See the light in everybody you meet. Hey, hey, yeah, yeah. Hey, hey, hey. Yeah, yeah.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. That was such a great opening. That just hit you on up. We're ready today. Welcome, welcome, welcome to our spiritual home, Unity Renaissance. I am Margaret Jenkins, and I have the pleasure of your ministerial host today. And we are so grateful that you decided to join us today to see these beautiful smiling faces and to feel the energy from the hugs. And we want to say hi to all of those at home that are watching. Thank you for being here today. We have here at Unity a mission and a vision statement. So we would like for you to share with us our vision statement, which is a spiritually awakened world, living in peace, love, and joy. And our mission is we transform lives that transform the world. And also, I would just like to share, as many of you probably already know, March is Women's History Month. So we just want to acknowledge and appreciate all the beautiful women that are in the world today. And now, if you would just please bow your heads, we will have a prayer. Thank you, sweet spirit, for the gift of this day. Thank you for everyone who make our services possible. Thank you for every heart that is connected to Unity Renaissance. We want to pray for peace in the world. We want to pray for more love in the world. We want to pray that we continue to work to raise our consciousness so that even in our little corner of the world, there can be a light that is bright, that people see and want to know, what is it? We know, Creator, that there are many who are going through challenges. So today we ask for healing for the sick. We ask for those who are experiencing financial turmoil, that abundance and prosperity just abound in their lives. Those that are sick, we pray for healing for the body. And for those that are in transition, we pray that it be peaceful. And we give you thanks for this awesome service that we're going to have today. And we are so grateful that we all are here in 2024. And we affirm that this is going to be a fantastic, phenomenal year. And so it is.
Right, so I'll stand for our next song, and we're going to affirm our prayer for protection and affirmative statements. I am the light of God. 1, 2, 3. Wait, oh, let me turn on my piano. 2, 3. This.
I am the light of God, I am the love of God, I am the power of God, I am the presence of God, wherever I am, God is.
Let's try that one more time, here we go.
I am the light of God, I am the love of God, I am the power of God, I am the presence of God, wherever I am, God is.
Turn to the person next to you now and say, you are.
You are the light of God, you are the love of God, you are the power of God, you are the presence of God, wherever you are, God is.
I turn to the person the other side of you now and tell them you are.
You are the light.
You are the light.
You are the love.
Power.
You are the power of God.
You are the presence.
You are the presence.
Wherever you are.
Wherever you are.
God is.
God is.
And now is the time in the service. You know what time it is. Where we turn and greet our neighbor and offer them a friendly handshake, bow, or a hug. And please repeat to them the divinity salute and mean it. The divine in me greets the divine in you. And we serve and celebrate together for the glory of God.
Well, if it's comfortable for you, let's join hands now and I'll sing We Are the Light. Ready?
We are the light of God. We are the love of God. We are the power of God. We are the presence of God. Wherever we are,
Good morning, everybody. Well, so to those of you online, I hope you guys can feel the energy coming through your screens because it is amazing here. So thank you so much to our sound team for just creating this awesome vibe. So, woo! And everybody in the room for magnifying it. It's just really cool to be here. So, hi, I'm Heidi Kohlberg, and I am a very energized, if you couldn't tell, grateful member of Unity Renaissance, and it is a delight to be here with each and every one of you in the room and those of you online as well. So, our daily word today, the word for today is timeless. And would you please join me in our affirmation? In timeless moments in the silence, I discover myself anew. I relax and let go, withdrawing my attention from my surroundings. Breathing deeply and rhythmically, my mind relaxes and my heart opens. I enter my sacred inner sanctuary. Here, I have no awareness of time. I hear no words. I think no thoughts. I feel no separation. There is only the richness of silence, the awesome presence of infinite life, love, and wisdom. I am one with this presence. The time and attention I devote to my regular practice of meditation builds deep, abiding peace and clarity in my consciousness. In these timeless moments, I discover I have all that I need. Enough strength, understanding, love, and time to progress along my path and accomplish all that is mine to do. Our scripture verse is from Revelations chapter 21, verse 1. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. If you'd like prayer support today, we have a myriad of options. You can fill out a prayer request form at the prayer table by the chapel and put it in there. You can fill out a prayer request form online at unityrenaissance.org. You may also call Unity Prayer Ministry, otherwise known as Silent Unity. It's available 24/7, 365 at the phone number up there, 816-969-2000. That's an awesome service. If you've never done it, it is like really cool. They're so nice and so helpful. So just putting that plug in, because the few times that I've needed and reached out, it's just been really rewarding. So if you have any thoughts, just go for it, man. It's really cool. I think probably all of them are, but just putting the plug in today. Also, we have prayer chaplains available to pray with you after the service for those of you who are here in the room, and that's just out the left door, the far side of the bookstore in the chapel. So would our prayer chaplains please stand? And now would everybody please stand and join in the Lord's song. Thanks.
Began and with you stay.
Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Supply our need.
Give us this day our daily bread.
From day to day.
And forgive us our debts, as we have also forgiven our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever.
For all the kingdom, power and praise, with you began and with you stays.
Thank Shafiq today for requesting this song. I believe it's the very first James Brown song we have ever done at Unity Renaissance. So here it goes. I'm going to give it a shot. Wow! This is a man's world. This is a man's world. Oh, but it wouldn't be nothing, nothing without a woman or a girl. You see, man made the cars take us over the road. Man made that train to carry the heavy load. Man made the electric light to bring us out of the dark. Man made a boat for the water, just like a Noah made the ark. Yeah, this is a man's world, but it wouldn't be nothing, nothing without a woman or a girl. Yeah, let's hear it for the women then. Man thinks about the little baby girls, little baby boys. Man made them happy, 'cause man made them all the toys. Then after man makes everything, everything he can, you know that man makes the money to buy from other man. I tell you, this is a man's world. Oh, but it wouldn't be nothing without a woman, without a woman or a girl. It's a man's world, I'm gonna tell you, but it wouldn't be nothing without a woman or a girl. Yeah, thank you, women. Thank you, girls. Oh, let's hear it for the women and the girls.
Women's History Month. Woo-hoo. Okay, you guys, we're in for a treat today. As you've already heard, our guest speaker today is a phenomenal teacher, lecturer, but I'm going to share just a little bit about him this morning. Dr. Shafiq Ameen is a former public school teacher and administrator, and now current assistant professor of education and director of clinical experiences at Norfolk State University. Dr. Ameen has spent the past 20 years cultivating the minds of amazing young men and women and building them with a thirst for knowledge and a willingness to be a change agent in the world. He is the author of the critically acclaimed novel, A Message to a Fatherless Generation, The Devastating Consequences of Absent Fathers in the Lives of Boys. His recent release is Parenthood 101, the blueprint for raising academically successful and socially conscious children. Dr. Ameen holds a Bachelor of Arts degree in English from Virginia State University, a Master's of Art degree in Early Childhood Education from Norfolk State University, a Master's of Education in Educational Administration from Regent University, and last but certainly not least, a Doctor of Philosophy degree in Educational Leadership from Virginia Tech. Yes, he is a Sufi Muslim, and Dr. Ameen has lectured extensively at Unity Churches in Virginia and conducted workshops throughout the U.S. on topics such as religion versus spirituality, the impact of absent fathers, godly parenting, relevant education, and women in scripture. Dr. Ameen currently resides in Norfolk, Virginia. So without further ado, let's bring up this amazing speaker and man of God as he delivers a message, Women of God.
First, I want to thank Margaret for the kind introduction. And Richard specifically, I didn't know Richard had so much soul. So I appreciate that. If you listen to the words of James Brown's song, hopefully you were able to delve into the message. The introduction was, this is a man's world, but the key part is that it would mean nothing. And then he repeats the verse again, nothing without a woman or a girl. Always remember that. So first let me acknowledge Women's History Month. I don't think that this month is large enough to allow us to delve into the accomplishments of amazing women and what they have done in the lives of not just men, children, but what they have done for society. I always look at women not getting their due recognition. I was blessed and am blessed to have three daughters, an amazing mother, an amazing sister, and my energy and my sense of empathy was cultivated by women. Many times when I come to platforms and speak to people, I always hear the amazing accomplishments of men, but women tend to be put on the back burner. And with daughters and a mother and a sister, that always stirs my soul. So I'm gonna start out with a quick story. I think it's somewhat indicative of what this presentation would be about. It's humorous to me, so you let me know if I picked the right one. So once upon a time, a perfect man and a perfect woman met. After a brief courtship, they had a perfect wedding. Their life together was, of course, perfect. One snowy, stormy Christmas Eve, this perfect couple was driving their perfect car along a winding road when they noticed someone at the side of the road in distress. Being the perfect couple, they stopped to help. There, standing in front of them, was Santa Claus with a huge bundle of toys. Not wanting to disappoint any children on Christmas Eve, the perfect couple loaded Santa and his toys into their vehicle. Soon they were driving along delivering toys. Unfortunately, the driving conditions deteriorated and the perfect couple and Santa had an accident. Only one person survived. Who was the survivor? Of course, it was the perfect woman, because she was the only one who really existed. Everyone knows that Santa Claus is a fictional character, and there is no such thing as a perfect man. So, to me, and this is personal, I think that there is nothing closer to perfection than a woman. If you think about how she is able to give not just love, but unconditional love without having a hidden agenda, that is a miracle and a blessing all into itself. One thing that women do is that women allow us to tap into our innate level of compassion. They give us the ability to show that empathy really can exist in this world. To me, in short, women allow us to tap into the essence of us being fully human. I love movies. So one of my favorite movies is Jerry Maguire. And I love the classic line by Tom Cruise when he realizes at a moment in his life that he can't make it by himself. And he looks at the woman who has helped build him up, give him understanding of the meaning of who he actually is. And he utters the classic line, "You complete me." At first, those words just kind of slipped by me when I first heard them, but he was really letting people know that this woman allowed him to understand that she was his better half, and he could never fully be who he wanted to be unless he let her know how important she actually was. In Genesis chapter 2, verses 22 through 24, it states, "The woman was made of a rib out of the side of Adam, not made out of his head to rule over her, nor out of his feet to be trampled upon by him." But listen to this. "But out of his side to be equal with him, under his arm to be protected, and near his heart to be loved." So when you look at these words and you listen to them, understand that the Creator could have easily made Eve completely separate from Adam. but to show that men and women need each other to be completely human. She was made from Adam to help complete him, and Adam, in turn, was made to complete her. Amen, absolutely. So, I am a self-professed daddy's girl. You know, I love my daughters and they love me. And one thing, as a father who has daughters, you always think about who will be by their side in order to take your place as the protector and the provider. And that means a lot to me. So one thing that I was blessed with is that all three of my daughters, my late wife allowed me to name them. So I always believe in the power of names. So specifically for this sermon today, I'm going to talk about my two youngest daughters. And they were named after two women who revolutionized Islam and Christianity. So the first is the wife of Prophet Muhammad, who is credited with the foundation of Islam, and her name is Khadijah. So Khadijah was unusual. Khadijah, at the age of 40 years old, lost her husband. She was a widower, and she heard about this man named Muhammad. And Muhammad at the time was 25. Muhammad used to work on caravans. He was illiterate, but he worked on caravans and he was known as being trustworthy and being honest. So Khadijah, she was wealthy, which was unusual in the Middle East for a woman to be wealthy, and also a boss. She heard about Muhammad and decided to get in contact with him and say, I would like you to lead my caravan. So Muhammad graciously accepted, led the caravan. It was successful. And this is something that you never hear about in the Middle East and you rarely hear about in the United States. At 40 and Muhammad at 25, that Khadijah went to Muhammad after the caravan and asked for his hand in marriage. She saw something in Muhammad that he didn't even see in himself, the power of women. After they were married for about 15 years, Muhammad, like so many of us who are spiritual, used to go off into the cave and he would go off and meditate. And we understand the power of meditation, that it's not you asking the Creator for something, but it's in the stillness, in the quiet, that you listen to what the Creator says to you. So Muhammad is in the cave, and this one time that he went there, he starts to hear a voice. And this voice tells him, you are now the prophet of God. And he thought he was going crazy. He started to shake. He's like, I'm hearing voices. He started to sweat, he started to cry, and he left the cave, and of course, he went directly to his wife. And he went to his wife and he asked for comfort. He said, I'm going crazy, I'm going mad, I don't know what's going on. And as a wife who understands her husband better than he understands himself, she got a blanket, she put it over him, she hugged him, she kissed him, and she said, of course you're the prophet of God. Of course God chose you because of who you are. And he started to weep more and more. And then she told him, she said, I will be your first follower. Once again, the power of women and women being able to tap into who we actually are. It's amazing. So the second story, briefly, is of Mother Mary. And when you think about Christianity, in many cases, people always emphasize Christ, but very rarely do they remember that he had a life prior to divinity, that from birth to age 30, he was being raised. And as he was being raised, he was being groomed. And in many cases, him being groomed was by women, by powerful women, who gave him and helped him understand that love and that compassion that we look to today in order to fill our lives. One thing about Mary that I love to tell people, that in the Quran and Islam, there is one full chapter named after Mary. And Mary's proper title in Islam is Isa ibn Maryam. And that means Jesus, the mother of Mary. When people address Jesus, they always have to give Mary her credit within his name. That shows the reverence that we have for this beautiful woman. When you think about Mary, that a lot of people don't understand that Mary, similar to Muhammad in his journey, that she would often go off in the wilderness. She would also walk around the village and she would talk to herself. And people would think that Mary was mad, but it's just that Mary had that connection to a higher power, that she could hear voices. And she wasn't mad at all. That is one of the reasons that out of all of the women on the planet at the time, the Creator chose Mary to carry the seed of Christ. He could have picked anybody. He picked her. But he picked her because of her devotion, because of her love, because of her compassion. And once again, that is just another way that we can see the beauty of women. One thing that I like to talk about, Angel Michael is reported to have said, "O Mary, God has chosen you and made you pure and chose you above all the women of the world. O Mary, pray constantly to your Lord and bow down and worship and kneel alongside those who kneel." And then he further said, "O Mary, God gives you glad tidings of a word from him. His name is the Christ Jesus, Son of Mary, greatly honored in this world and the next, and among those nearest to God. He shall speak to mankind from the cradle, and in maturity shall be among the righteous." And then finally, St. Thomas Aquinas once said, "Mary, the name Mary itself means star of the sea, for as mariners are guided to ports by the ocean, so Christians attain glory through Mary's maternal intercession." So Mary is reverenced in so many books of scripture that I just think it's so important for us to understand that. There's a quote that I like to allude to on many occasions when we talk about women and mothers specifically. And the quote is, "The house remains dark until the mother wakes up." Nothing really happens in the house positively until the mother wakes up. If you allow your husband and your kids to do whatever, that's called chaos. But when a woman wakes up, the mother wakes up, she's able to really bring things together. So me closing out, I want to talk a little about my mother. So My mother will be, God willing, she'll be 88 years old on April the 7th. And one thing that I tell people, if my life was ever on the line and I had to battle to stay alive, the first person that I would have as my line of defense is my 88-year-old mother. One thing about mothers is that mothers will give their lives for their children willingly. And that is so important when you think about how and what that means, especially to a boy when he looks at his mother. Because when a boy looks at his mother becomes the image of the woman that he will marry. So be careful, mothers. So one thing about my mom that, and you know, individuals here who have children, so I have my three daughters, but I have myself, I have two siblings, a brother and a sister, and God does something that's really funny, that he tends to give us kids who are easy to manage and easy to raise, and then he gives you that one. So I know it's hard to believe looking at me today, I was that one. So, you know, my mother blessed, she to me, she had the patience of Job, but she had the wisdom of Solomon. So she understood what I needed when I needed it. So a quick story, and then I'll end this up. So I grew up in the early 70s, and that's when disco was really big. So we were middle class in Philadelphia, lower middle class, and one of my mother's prized possessions was, it was like a chandelier, but it was really like a big lamp, and it was made out of marble. And when you turned the light on, all of the marbles illuminated into this beautiful technicolor, you know, like you were on a dance floor. And my mother loved that. So I told you I was the problem child. And so my brother is a year and a half older. And one day, my mother was at work, and he was just laying down, and we shared a room together. I think I was about 8. To me, he just looked too peaceful. So while he's laying down, I walk over to him and I smacked him in the back of his head. And he was shocked. And he got up, and he's bigger than me. And he chased me around the house and caught me, grabbed me, and put me down hard on the ground. And I was hurt. You know, my feelings were hurt. Physically, I was hurt. And so I was mad. And he walked away, and he walked downstairs. And I took off my sneaker, and I threw it at him. And I missed. And I hit the lamp, and it shattered, and all of the marble started to roll all around the floor. And my mother's at work, and I'm like, oh my God. And so my brother, he left the house. He said, this is on you. And so I looked around the house, and I looked for Elmer's glue to see if I could glue the marbles back into place. I couldn't find the Elmer's glue. So I found some Scotch tape. So what I did is that I taped the ball around and around and around, and then I quickly went to bed. And I'm from a black family, and so I knew corporal punishment was coming. So I went to my room, and I laid down, and probably about 2 hours later, my mother came home from work, and I could hear the door open, and so I pretended like I was asleep and put the covers over my head. She walked up the steps and walked to the room. She pulled the cover from over my head, and I was shaking like a leaf, and she came to me, and she said, how was your day? And I just looked at her and I didn't respond. And then she leaned over and I leaned back, but she leaned over and she kissed me on my forehead and she said, I love you. And she left the room. And I thought this was some Jedi mind trick. I wasn't really sure. But at that moment, I realized that my mother, and Boyd alluded to this last week in the Daily Word, that she chose grace at that time because she knew that punishment was not what I needed, that I realized what I did was wrong. So she just blessed me at that particular moment. And to me, that means so much. And to me, that's indicative of when we think about women and we think about Women's History Month, we think about what women bring to the lives of not just men, but to humanity in general. I just think that's amazing because women, they, as we say, they transform lives, they transform the world, and I just think that's so important. So cherish the women that are in your life, these godly women who are so important to us, and realize that women are truly the light of the world and they are a gift to humanity. And I thank you so much. So let's meditate if we can. So please, thank you. So if you can close your eyes and take a deep breath for me, please, and reflect on your own mother or a woman who has impacted your life. Take another deep breath, and as you exhale, appreciate the mother spirit in all of us. Remember the good times when your mother comforted you and made you feel like everything was going to be all right. And remember when she provided you an open ear and a warm embrace and a kind word. So we thank you, sweet spirit. We thank you, God, for bringing these amazing individuals into our lives that have shaped and molded us to the men, to the women, to the people that we are today. And we ask that you keep this mother spirit alive in all of us and to shower our own mothers with the gift of comfort and security. And remember that women always, always are the greatest gift to humanity. Amen. Thank you.
Wow. Was that an amazing, amazing speech? It was, thank you, amazing. A little emotional too. I could feel a little water coming up, but it was amazing to hear women acknowledged in that and the scriptural references. It was amazing. Thank you, Doctor. And now comes the time in our service where we invite all of you to participate by having a love offering. There are many ways that you can give. We have the old school way with the basket in the back, where if you want to just drop some cash or a check, we'd appreciate that. You can also go to our website, unityrenaissance.org, and give online. You can also use your smartphone and go to Tithely app, or you can give through text. The number is
540-418-1228. Text now.
And everything that you give, just know that it is greatly appreciated, because we know that it comes from the heart and it goes to support our spiritual center. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And now if you will say our offertory blessing with me, divine love through me blesses and multiplies all that I have, all that I give, and all that I receive, and I am grateful.
Give and it's given back to you. Give and it's given back to you. Give and it's given back to you. Press down, shaking together, running over, back in good measure, it's given back to you.
Okay. Are you ready, Kim? Just gonna tell all the women how to have fun and feel free right now. I think for the month of March, we should say, hey, women, instead of hey, men. Two, three, four.
Give up the rules, come out of your shell. What you feel, discover yourself. Make a mistake, roll in the mess, stumble around, dirty your dress. You are the secret you need to tell. And what you've been told. Now is the time for you to be bold. Take up the space, you own the room. You don't need permission. You know what to do. You want to there a place that lives in you, that knows no fear, no shame, and has nothing to prove. 'Cause you are the secret you need to tell. Beautiful woman, deliver yourself, feel free. Go on. You know you are. you want, you know you want to feel free.
Kim Ward, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Kim. Amen. It's eight women, Alice. Can't you change?
Awesome. Okay, now comes the time in our service where we would like to welcome anyone who is visiting Unity Renaissance for the very first time. If you would please raise your hand, we have a gift for you. Sweet. And you can take, there's a card in there, you can take it to the bookstore, and there's another gift waiting for you. So we say thank you for coming, and we hope that you will visit us again. Our spotlight, Jolene.
So good morning, everybody. As you can see, in 2 weeks, Reverend Claudia Renee Williamson will be here as a candidate for senior minister. As we did with our first candidate, Reverend Claudia will be presenting a workshop on Saturday, March 23rd. And she'll be giving the talk on Sunday, Palm Sunday, March 24th. A word about Reverend Claudia. She recently completed the Camino de Santiago, which is a 500-mile walking pilgrimage that begins in France and then travels through Spain. And her workshop on Saturday will be discussing the pilgrimage as a metaphor for daily life and our daily spiritual journey. So I hope as many of you will register as possible. The link is already available. Thanks, Alicia. She got that up there super quick. So please register for that. And then on Palm Sunday, the title of her talk will be The Holy City. And she says she will help us celebrate the entrance into the Holy City of Peace, of who we are, what we are, and how we serve, as exemplified by Jesus the Christ. So I know that you are all excited. I know we'll have a big turnout, and thank you.
Sounds totally cool, right? So a couple weeks, mark your calendar. Next week is New Member Sunday. So for those of you who aren't yet members, you might be able to come up on the stage. No, becoming a part of the family, you know, is really what that's about. So one of the requirements for membership is taking the 2-hour Path to Discovery class. It teaches about Unity history, Unity beliefs, and some specifics about Unity Renaissance, you know, what's been going on here and who we are. That's going to be offered tomorrow night via Zoom at 6:30. So for those of you who, you know, want to become members, you know, sign up on the hall wall or on the website for the class and then officially join the family. But thanks for being here either way.
Today, we will be writing letters to incarcerated persons. It'll be right after the service. It'll be in Myers Hall.
And for those of us who have never been incarcerated, we have no idea how lonely it can be for a lot of those persons that are in there, and they really appreciate any type of communication. So if you have a few minutes after the service, please go out and share. It would mean a lot.
So, fun fellowship food. The Mighty Men of Unity are doing their annual auction and dinner this Friday, March 15th. Doors open at 6. Food will start being served at 6:15. There's a St. Patty's Day feast chili festival, I think. Let's see, what does it say?
Sounds
I know.
Good.
St. Patty's Day chili feast. Okay, sorry. Got it wrong there, but chili, fun, festival, feast, all good stuff, right? So for a donation of $5 per person or $20 per family of four or more, you can get your bellies totally full, you know, have nice, delicious food. And then the silent auction begins as soon as the doors open. The live auction begins around 7:30 after the dessert auction, which just totally sounds like the best thing, right? You know, if you have services that you want to donate, such as you're a masseuse, or you provide Reiki, or, you know, voice lessons, or instrument lessons, or computer help, or cooking instruction, or outdoor experiences, you know, if you have any, you know, cool skills like that that you'd like to share through donating, you know, so it can be bid on, please see Ed Rosequest right over there with his hand raised, you know. I'm sure he'll give you his phone number too, you know, if you want to call him and talk to him more about that afterwards as well, you know, but come for a wonderful night of food, fun, fellowship, and a treasure trove of delights that could be yours. You know, all the money will go to church project, facility project, so come on out on Friday night.
Easter week activities. Boy, oh boy, take a look at that. We have lots and lots of things coming up this Easter at Unity Renaissance. Palm Sunday, we're going to have a vegan potluck lunch. I know there are many who love eating vegan meals, so please come out. That's going to be on Palm Sunday. On the 28th, we're going to have the Maundy Thursday service with our very own Reverend Richard MacDeesey. So please come out and join us. Also on Good Friday, we're gonna have singing your prayers. Mm-hmm. On the Saturday, the 28th, we're gonna have a free Easter pancake breakfast. Lots of food, y'all. And last but not least, on Easter Sunday, we're gonna have our YFM, yeah. Spring Family Fun Fest. That's all beginning to run together. So as you can see, there's lots of activities for our Easter week. So whenever you can, please come out and support the activities and support our fellowship. And we are greatly, greatly appreciative.
Can I say something?
Is it March instead of April? Yeah. Yep, I just noticed that too. So for all of you, you know, hey, we're human beings too, so, you know, stuff like that happens, but all of that was March, so just change that 4 to 3 in your mind and put it on your calendars. It works.
Okay. Sorry, let's go with that too.
That was just a test, y'all.
Right,
just
there
a
you
test.
Go. There you go. There you go, right? You know, okay.
Proof the PowerPoint. There,
so, you know, so throughout our ministerial search process, the Board of Trustees has a member each Sunday after the service who's available to answer any questions that are related to Unity Renaissance. So if you have any questions, want to know a little more about what's going on, you know, now you know that the next potential candidate's coming in 2 weeks. So that's the super cool information. But today, Adrian Diggs is our person. So Adrian, thank you so much. You can find her either here in the sanctuary or out in the North X Myers Hall afterwards. So thank you, Adrian.
And now we would like to welcome our youth. Woo! You would please stand.
We
are walking in the light of God.
We are walking in the light of God.
We are walking in the light of God.
We are walking in the light of God.
Light of God. We are walking, walking, we are walking, walking, we are walking in the light of God. We are walking, walking, we are walking, walking, we are walking in the light of God. We are walking in the light of God. We are walking in the light of God.
You want to go in the back of them? Go ahead, follow Mr. Jack. And you stay in the front, baby. Okay. Oh, aren't they so beautiful? Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Okay. Today is Samaritan Second Sunday. So exciting. And Miss Mary sometimes takes us on little crazy roller coaster rides. So today, instead of making sandwiches, we're still going to make the sandwiches, I promise. We prepared baskets. And you know what? I'm going to stop right there because my children are going to explain it way better than I could ever. So before I even get started on all that, let's pray. Offertory angel, thank you. Okay, everyone take a deep breath. Sweet Spirit, thank you so much for all that you provided for us today, for the sunshine, for the air of spring joining us, for these monetary gifts, for the volunteers who go along on my crazy roller coasters and just go with the flow. Thank God for them, for our children's smiles and creativity and all that they brought to us today, for all things big and small, and so it is. Thank you so much. Okay. I have sharers that are going to say it way better than me. Where are those beautiful sharers? Oh, hold on 1 second. I think we have two. Can we have you two girls come up together? Come on.
Okay, so today we made flowers, eggs, and cards, and we put them in baskets, and we made them for people in the senior center.
Because we wanted to make them feel loved and happy.
And Coco?
We made cards, flowers, and eggs for those people, yeah. And we put them into color and put stickers on the eggs, and we used tissue paper to make the flowers, and we drew cards, and it has something to say and when you open it.
Perfect. Thank you. Thank you so much. That's so beautiful. Just a couple of quick announcements. Okay, so next Sunday is the 17th. Happy Patties to all you who celebrate Patties. We'll be doing lessons on strength. And on the 24th is Palm Sunday, and the children will be doing the Palm Procession on Sunday, so look forward to all of that. And then Easter Sunday, YFM will be closed because we'll be preparing for all the family events. If you haven't heard about them, please join us. Parents, we have gifts for you too. You have to find the golden eggs only. And then the children are finding the little colorful eggs, and our YFM Uniteens are going to be working together to do a scavenger hunt for Target gift cards, so you don't want to miss out. Okay, with that, please stand for the prayer of protection and the peace song.
The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. And the presence of God watches over us.
Wherever we are, God is, and all is well.
My joy is mine.